I've always wanted to do that. Well, thank you for everybody for coming. It's pretty exciting to see so many people. I feel like I'm in a congressional hearing. My name is Gavin Michaud. I'm a consumer member. We started this committee a couple years back to tackle some of these issues, and we haven't met in a while, so it's good to see there's a heightened level of interest. I know we've got some concerns and topics, and we'll certainly get into that. I first want to start out by going around the room and having everybody introduce themselves on the committee. I'll start on my right. Can you turn your mic on? You got to push that until the light comes on.
Just on top.
My name is Mark Rubenstein. I'm a physician representing the Florida Medical Association.
I'm Christy Robinson. I'm the executive director for the Board of Osteopathic Medicine.
Good afternoon. My name is Michael Jackson, executive vice president and CEO of the Florida Pharmacy Association.
Hi, I'm Gary Cacciatore. I'm vice president of regulatory affairs for Cardinal Health, a pharmaceutical wholesale drug distributor.
Good afternoon. Janu Phillip, pharmacist member, Jacksonville, Florida.
Tasha Polster, Director of Pharmaceutical Integrity for Walgreens.
Good afternoon. I'm Emily Roach, Program Operations Administrator for the Board of Pharmacy.
Good afternoon. Allison Dudley, Executive Director for the Board of Pharmacy.
Good afternoon. My name is David Flynn. I'm an Assistant Attorney General, and I will be acting as Board Counsel to the Board of Pharmacy.
Good afternoon. My name is Michelle Weiser. I'm a pharmacist member and chair of the Florida Board of Pharmacy.
Good afternoon. Jeff Massaris, pharmacist member, Orlando.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Gore Alvarez, pharmacist member from Fort Lauderdale.
Good afternoon. Board member, consumer advocate, Wynn Adams.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Harold Dalton,
president of the Florida Society of Interventional Pain Physicians.
Good afternoon. Andre Uso, Executive Director of the Florida Board of Medicine.
Okay, great. Before we get into the agenda, I'm going to ask Allison Dudley to just make some opening comments.
Thank you. First, I'd like to say that Betsy Ferguson from CVS was not able to make this committee meeting. She had a conflict, but she would still like to participate in the committee if there are any future dates. We have taken a number of speaker cards, and initially we're going to ask that everybody reserve their comments to 3 minutes. We have a lot of people that would like to be heard, and we would like to hear from as many people as we can. So if you would please limit your comments to 3 minutes, we can hear from as many people as possible. If at some point we need to move on, we may not be able to hear from everybody, so we're going to play it by ear and see how much time it takes to get through some of the patient comments, but we are going to try to do our best to hear from as many people as we can.
Great, thank you, and again, we'll do the best we can, but we want to make sure if you're in groups, maybe come up as a group and have a spokesman speak, so, you know, in the abundance of time, so we can try to get to everybody. And if we don't get to you, feel free to please send emails and follow-ups to the board. Okay, with that, we're going to go right into the patient